Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Today we've got a little bit of everything coming at you. Got a triple G episode, goose eggs, Google, and something everybody loves, that's Grandma's house. So to kick off this episode, we're going to talk about what we had last weekend was a leaf day. So in our yard, we've got about 9 trees. They, of course, during this time shed their leaves. We then have to pick them up. If you want decent grass, you got to pick your leaves up. I learned that the hard way last year, so I'm doing a good due diligence this year. And we usually have one big day every year that gets the majority of them. And it takes 3 hours or so, maybe 2-3 hours, something like that.
And I look forward to it every year.
Jordan loves it. Jordan's just kind of a jack of all trades. I've had her run the mower. I've had her not really be around. I've had her raking, all sorts of stuff.
My favorite is to not really be around.
That is probably true. But with Carly falling in love with mowing anymore, we probably figured somehow, some way we had to include her in on this. And so the night before, I was making up this plan of how are we going to tackle leaf day. I was thinking that, you know, what sucks the worst is you've got to dump the bag of leaves off the mower, which can be anywhere from 3 minutes they'll fill up to 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how heavy the leaves that you're running into. So I'm like, well, rather than me having to stop, get her off the mower, dump the bags, put the bags back on, put her and me back on the mower, I'll just send her with Jordan and she can sit on her lap and just, they can just sit on there the whole time. And I'll just dump the bag of leaves. That way they don't ever have to get off the mower. It'd be sweet. It was a great plan. It was going to be really efficient. It was going to be awesome. Well, that wasn't reality.
We got about one lap in before I noticed she's bawling and I can't hear her and I can't really see her face that well. So yeah, she was crying. So we stopped and of course we're like, what's wrong? You know, you'd love to mow. And did she tell you anything? I don't really know if she said anything.
No, she didn't. She was just upset. And we're like, well, this is off to a great start. What is she upset about? Well, it was chilly that day. It was windy. There's a north wind. It was pretty cold. And so we had her hood up. Well, we had forgotten all about the ear protection. She's mowed every time with ear protection. And we're like, well, maybe it was loud and she didn't like that. Maybe it was just consistently loud. And she's like, nope, I don't like this. So we're like, okay. So Jordan goes, runs in, gets her hearing protection. We put it on her, stick her back on Jordan's lap. We don't make it 5 feet. Starting to cry and fuss again. Okay, what's the deal?
That's when she started reaching for you.
And I'm like, you don't want to mow with mom? She shakes her head no. I said, you want to mow with dad? She goes, yeah. And so my glorious plan of efficiency and getting this done in an orderly manner just went out the window that fast. Just a snap of a fingers. Boom.
The drop of a leaf.
Yeah, the drop of a leaf. So I'm like, well, whatever. We can't really fight this. And I'm not going to make Jordan dump every bag. So we'll just do it the old fashioned way. Jordan, the nice part was she got to go tend to the garden and get it all cleaned up and put it all in a trash can while Carly and I, we were blowing leaves around. And she did a really good job, though. She really did. She, you know, anytime I'd get to take the bags off, I'd stand up. And I'd say, all right, you stand right here. And I'd just stand her there on the platform above the deck. And I'd say, just stay right there. Dad's going to be back. And she would stay there every single time. And every time I'd mess with her a little bit, I'd be dumping leaves and I'd give her a goofy face or something. And she'd kind of smile. But she didn't ever run around. She just waited patiently that while I dumped the bags and put them back on, put her back on my lap, and away we went. And, you know, maybe some of your parents are like, man, that's got to be like dusty and, you know, all that stuff. Really wasn't too bad. I timed a lot of stuff out of the wind. When I dumped the bags, I'd try to get her out of the wind. I'd position a mower so she wouldn't just get leaves blown all over. And there were some spots that were dusty, but we had enough wind that it wasn't just like a fog. So it really wasn't too bad. If it got to be too dusty, we'd probably have to somehow coax her inside or get her over with Jordan or something. That probably would have been a little bit bigger battle than what we already battled. But we got the pickup full. Jordan got the garden all done, and it was time to go to the dump. So we went to the brush dump here in town. We started unloading it. She was sitting in the back in her car seat, and she loved watching us blow those leaves out of the and scoop the leaves out of the back of the truck. She loved it. She liked leave day. I think it was a success. Wasn't kind of the way that we had planned, and it went probably a little longer than we expected, but
and definitely colder than I would have liked. But she did good. I think she had a long sleeve on, a hoodie, and a coat, hood up, ear protection.
Yeah, she was bundled up.
Well, enough of the leave day. It was a success. So let's skip ahead to the week. And we had a couple different out of the normal routine schedule changes this week. So the first one was going to my niece's basketball game. So this was on Monday, and we've gone to her volleyball games twice. They start about 4:35, and when I pick Carly up from daycare, we kill a little bit of time at the city library. And this is a different library than the town that we live in. And so we don't go to it all the time. But they have super cute toys. They have a big Connect Four game, a Lego table, a little kitchen, babies, strollers. They have all sorts of little toys. And Carly really likes going. So I ended up picking up my nephews, and we all went to the library for a little bit before the game. And this time, Carly actually checked out a couple books. So this is the first time she's ever checked out any books on her own. And of course, she picked out the Miss Rachel book. And then we got a Pete the Cat, like a board book that has 100 words or all the different pictures of vocabulary and things. And she really liked the Miss Rachel book, but it has a few of her songs like in there that you're supposed to read. And she was not about that. Like, she did not want you to sing that song. I don't know why.
It was weird because, yeah, she brought it home and I started reading it. She's like, I'm going to read this. And I started singing. One of them I know is Wheels on the Bus. I don't know what the other ones are off the top of my head. But she'd shake her head no. She'd be like, no, no. And then she'd even say it, no. And I'm like, but that's part of the book, honey. I mean, and so you just end up skipping those and yep. You just read her the book.
Yep, you just flip the pages over the song and she was fine. So whatever. But yeah, we've read that at least probably 5 times. And then the Pete the Cat book was cute because it had all sorts of different pictures. And it was so fun to watch her point to all the different pictures and even say them. Like, she'd point to the pizza and say triangle. There was a green circle button and she'd point and say green. And then she'd say circle. And then I'd ask her where the pumpkin was. Or one of them, I didn't think she would know. It was a little robot. And I said, where's the robot? And it took her a few seconds. And then she pointed to it. Okay, like, you know what a robot is. What was really fun is the ones that she didn't know. And you could just see it in her face, like, what are you talking about? So then I would point to it and I'd tell her what it was. And then she'd smile and we'd move on. So it was fun having her check out a few books and just see all of that vocabulary grow. After the library, it was time for the game, and you were coming back from work still. So you showed up a little bit later, came in with a happy meal. We've learned that bringing food or eating food is a good helper through times when you can't do a lot of movement.
This isn't Carly's first game. We went to one or two volleyball games, and now they're playing basketball, and they've all been in this gym where it's not a big gym. There isn't very much seating. The seating is up high. There's a really high handrail. And so the only place to really kind of move around is just going outside and going in the hallway. And of course, Carly just wants to move. She wants to run around. She wants to explore stuff. And so food is a way to get her to sit down and eat and watch the game. It just gives her something to do a little bit. And I think that it was also getting time to eat. It was a little earlier than her normal supper time, maybe a half an hour. Wasn't quite an hour, but that was the other thing, is by the time we would get done and by the time we'd get home, Oh my God. We would have her whining and just being hangry, just like her mom gets.
Sorry.
We hadn't wanted to battle that because we've battled that before where it's like, oh man, what are we going to do? Because Carly, that is one of the things you really don't want to miss too far out. Unless you've got some snacks to keep her going, you can't push supper back a whole lot because she gets angry really fast.
Well, and I know at daycare they eat an earlier lunch at like 11. So if we're pushing supper back, I mean, I know she has a snack in between then, but she is hungry. And so I think the first volleyball game we went to, we didn't eat. And by the time we got home, it was like supper needs to be ready and like now. So that's when we decided to go ahead and do the Happy Meal. And yeah, I think it was only probably 30 minutes earlier than we normally eat supper. And I figured if she was hungry before she went to bed, she can have another snack before she goes to bed. Not a big deal. So they had a concessions this time. So I got popcorn and a Pepsi. And she was wanting the popcorn, so she'd sit with my sister and she'd eat the popcorn. And she likes seeing all her family. So my nephews were there and my parents, grandma and papa, were there and her aunt was there. And then my uncle coaches. So we're trying to point across the gym.
Your uncle?
Oh my gosh, not my uncle. Carly's uncle, my brother-in-law. Coaches. And so we were trying to get her to see him clear across the gym. I don't know if she actually did or not, but then we'd tell her, oh, you know, she's in the game. And then she'd go and she'd watch her play and she did really, really well. You know, she'd bounce back and forth between me and you and grandma and papa and aunt. And
yeah, she had a rotation going on. And I think basketball is a little easier than volleyball. Just because yes. I think there's more action there. The kids are running up and down the court instead of kind of staying in a spot. And then the ball does all the traveling and the players just kind of stay on their sides where they're moving the whole court. So she kind of paid attention to it anymore. She loved the beeping of the scoreboard. It would just go, meh, and then she'd go,
eh. One part, I forgot about this until now. She was eating her apples. And she was done with the apple. And I don't know if she dropped it or she threw it or she was handing it back to me. But I think it hit the railing. Because we're at the first row of bleachers. Hit the railing, hit the ground, and rolled onto the basketball court. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, there's a chunk of apple here. I can't just leave it there. These girls are going to trip on it or step on it or something. So race down the stairs and wait for them to get to the other side of the court, and I run out and grab it and come back up. And
yeah, it was probably 3/4 of an apple slice. It wasn't just like a quarter left or an eighth left. It was a big one. You would have caught it with your shoe and would have slid. But yeah, mom was to the rescue. I think she was done with it, and I think she dropped it, and it hit the bleacher, and then it was just so slippery. It hit the railing, and yeah, it flew out there probably 3-4 feet into the court.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably around the three-point line or something like that. I had to go and get it. So that was real fun. No basketball players were harmed. So all is well. The other out of the ordinary thing we had this past week was daycare was closed on Thursday. So my mom and dad watched her. Parent pro tip, use your parents, the grandparents, if they live close enough and they're able to watch during times where daycare is closed. You know, I think we've mentioned this before. When Carly is sick, one of us stays with her. But daycare, when they're closed here and there, we rotate between your parents and my parents. And I think it's really nice, one, that we don't have to take off all of that time. And two, they love it. They love to just get to spend the whole day with her and have them at their house. They don't watch her at our house. They're doing it at their house. So they get to take a day off of work and spend time with their granddaughter. And I think they all really like it.
Yeah, it definitely works in our favor. We do rotate through the grandparents. So we'll ask my parents first and then we'll ask Jordan's parents. So if my parents can't do it, then we'll ask Jordan's parents. And then the next time we'll ask Jordan's parents first. And if they can't do it, then I'll ask mine. So we do a rotation just to keep things fair and nobody getting mad or anything. We'd like to alternate that. And she likes both houses, so
she loves it. We were going to get gas after daycare on Wednesday, and I told her, I said, you're not going to daycare tomorrow. We're going to go see Grandma and Papa, and she would not stop saying grandma, papa, grandma, papa for probably 5 minutes constantly. And it's at the point where I'm like, tomorrow I'm about to go call them so you can stop saying it. Like, she was so excited.
Yeah, I was on the phone with you because I was on my way home and you were rather frustrated and annoyed of the Gima Papa saying. And especially the worst part was you had to get gas, so it was an extra long drive home.
She had a really good day. I brought lunch, I think, that day. I didn't have to bring any toys. You know, you bring your water cup or sleep sack, diapers, wipes. We bring our sound machine if they're able to use it. If not, it's not a big deal. But she took a really good nap. She ate well. My aunt actually stopped by, so she got to see her. And then my sister stopped by over lunch, and I got a couple Snapchats from her then. That was fun. And so she had a really good time hanging out with her grandparents, being in, you know, a different environment than the usual. So I feel like just like us, you know, when we enjoy stepping out a little bit and doing something different, I know she really likes to do that as well.
And she's getting so dang smart. She even told you what she had for lunch. She remembered that.
She did. I mean, and I knew exactly what she had because I packed it for her. But I think it was, you were measuring for lights outside and we were just walking around in the yard. And I'm like, Carly, what did you have for lunch today? And then she jabbers, carrots. Yeah, you did have carrots. Hot dog. Yeah, you had a hot dog too. And mac and cheese. Yeah, you had mac and cheese. And I think she forgot the blueberries, but that was about it. But I was really impressed with, she understood what I asked her and she was able to recall from several hours ago what she ate for lunch. So I thought that was cool.
The learning ability every week is just crazy with kids. I mean, just what they know. And I mean, just as a thing that we try to do, you just keep teaching and you go above and beyond. Even if they don't, like, even if you don't think they're going to know something, you ask them that question or you teach them that thing because they will pick up on that so fast. I think sometimes, you know, we hold them back a little bit because we're like, oh, they're not that smart. They are so smart and they are so quick to pick up on stuff.
Well, and like, she can sing her ABCs. Does she know what they are and that they're letters and letters make sounds? No, she doesn't. But she will look at something that has letters, like she has a shirt that says pumpkin on it, and she looked at it and says, start singing her ABCs. Like, she knows that those are letters on there and she can count to 14. Does she actually know what 1, 2 are? No, but she can point and count and see she's got 4 Fruit Loops or whatever. And I'm thinking, like, I have kids, granted, I work with kids with disabilities, but I have kids that are in first or second grade, can, you know, that can't do that. And my almost 2-year-old can. So to me, it reminds me how thankful I am to have someone that's at this point, learning isn't hard because I work with that every single day and it is hard for those kids. So, I mean, I know this is a side note, this wasn't on our agenda, but it's just really humbling and wants to make you keep working with them.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a wow moment, I think, when your kid learns a new skill or they say something like she recited that back to you, it's like, oh my gosh, she can start to do that. Now, it's not every time, right? I think, like I said, it's always trying to go forward of, hey, picking up on what they might learn or just talking to them and teaching them something because they'll pick up on that stuff. Even if you don't think that, oh man, there's no way a 2-year-old's going to know this. Now, not like we're doing addition and multiplication. I mean, there's limits, but there's just everyday things that I think just being on the forefront of all that and just being ahead of kind of what they know, I think it speeds their learning ability up just a little bit. Now, I know everybody learns at their own pace.
Absolutely.
There is people that will be Carly's age and they may know more than she does and they may know less than she does. And that is fine either way. I just think it's a good practice to keep pushing them ahead.
It is. And I've said this multiple times to my coworkers. It seems like my kindergartners come in every year, like needier and needier, and they know less. You know, their fine motor strength is down. They're sucked to a TV and they don't know how to be bored and they don't know how to wait. There's part of me that's like, oh my gosh, if we keep teaching her all this stuff, like, I don't want her to be that kid in school that's that smart that she's bored that then she starts misbehaving. But I'm like, no, she'll be fine. But it makes you more aware of like, yes, we need to keep reading to her, because I see that all the time of kids that don't have the vocabulary. And I don't want my child to be like that. And I don't want my child to have those struggles. So you are your child's first teacher. And that's a very big role to have.
So on to a different topic. Christmas season, I can hear sleigh bells jingling in the background.
Oh, they will be. And they are.
Christmas is coming up. And that is going to be a really fun time. I am really looking forward to this Christmas, because we're going to make Carly a believer. She may not 100% understand it this year, but she's going to know it 100% more than she did last year. Jordan was so impatient, we did have to put the Christmas tree up already. So our tree is up. No, it's not even Thanksgiving, but she wanted the tree up, and I went and got it for her. So I am an enabler. I will admit, I am enabling this. Really, I wasn't going to deal with the hounding of it from her, but that's all right. That's all right. I did the fatherly slash husband thing. Mm-hmm. Got it down from the attic, and she's got lights and a star on it. It ain't fully decorated yet, but it's starting to get a little wintry around here.
As I'm looking, you know, I finished picking up the fall stuff today, and I see my Christmas tree in the background. I see the stockings being hung up, and then there's a turkey on the outside of our door. It's like, you know, it's turkey Thanksgiving and fall on the outside, but inside it's the winter wonderland. So get ready. But yeah, I just like over the past few years, I used to wait until December, at least after Thanksgiving, to put the tree up. And I'm like, why? Like, I like it. It makes me happy. It's a fun time of the year. Like, who cares? I can celebrate it longer.
Carly has her little house and her little toy section in our living room. Well, that's where the Christmas tree goes. And she ended up getting her house for Christmas last year. That's what we ended up getting her. And so it sits in the one corner of the living room, and that is where the tree is. So one of them is going to have to move spots, or they had to move spots. Well, we served up Carly an eviction notice, and she had to relocate the house a little bit. And so we brought the tree down over one of her naps, and Jordan got it put up and got it all fluffed while Carly was sleeping. So we moved her house and her toys behind the couch. So it's still in the same room. It's just in a different spot. She woke up that day and we're like, oh, Carly, you know, what do you want to go play? She's like, I want to play house. I'm like, okay. Well, then she goes over by the tree and she's like, where's my house?
She was so confused.
Carly, don't you remember we moved it behind the couch? Oh, yeah. So then she goes the other way. But it took her probably a good day and a half to figure out, okay, my house is back here now. And she likes it. Is it the most convenient spot? No, it's kind of smaller because we got the hallway and it's just, you don't have a big open living room. It's kind of just between the couch and the hallway. There's not a whole lot of space, just enough. We stuck her in a corner there. So
it's a temporary home until our carpet gets done downstairs, and then it will go downstairs.
And she likes it. She plays in there.
But she loved, you should have seen her eyes when I got her up from nap. And no, the lights weren't on the tree then, but the tree was up and she just looked and tree. I said, yeah, that's the Christmas tree. And she helped me put the lights on. She basically was just in my space while I was putting the lights on. It's fine.
Yeah, I was wondering why I had the quotations. You could have just picked her up and...
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe next year she can help you. Yeah. She might be old enough next year to help you out and do the lower ones anyway.
Yeah, and she can help put ornaments. Like, we don't have the ornaments up yet, but she can help with that. I bet she can put a couple up this year too.
One of Carly's new things that she has done over probably the last 7 days. I don't think it's quite 10. I bet it's 7.
I think it's been the last week. Yeah.
So within the last 7 days, Carly, you'll ask her, what do you want to do? She'll be like, I want to play house. And what she means by that is, I'm going to be the chef and I'm going to pretend making you food, which is good. Awesome. And it's so basic enough yet. It's comical because she doesn't have really any food. She has some utensils in her little house. It has a little kitchen part in it. She doesn't use any of that stuff. She doesn't comprehend using any of that stuff. What she'll do is she'll go in there and she'll be like, I'm going to make you a hot dog. Okay, make me a hot dog. And she just moves her hands around just a little bit. And then she just hands you a pretend hot dog. And so you're like, oh, yummy. Hey, can I have some lemonade? Yeah. And she'll just move her hands around a little bit and then hands you the lemonade. And so it will be really neat when her skills develop more of, oh, hey, I need food. Oh, hey, I need to cook this and act like I'm stirring the pot and that sort of stuff. But It's really neat, just the very basics of it. You get your food really fast. Her service is excellent. It's probably within 5 seconds every time.
Absolutely. I mean, top notch.
I mean, McDonald's, step up your game. I mean, she makes you look slow.
Yep. But so I had talked to daycare that week. I said she had to learn this at daycare. She had to know. And I told her what she was doing. She was like, oh yeah, we do that. They make popcorn. They make all sorts of things. And there's, I think I've said this before, there's about three or four older girls at daycare, and older meaning like 3, 4, 5. And she learns so much from them. She loves those girls and she just follows what they do. On Carly's wish list for Santa is a kitchen and some food. So if Santa brings her a kitchen and some food, I think those pretend play skills will really step it up. So speaking of Christmas, you know, like the first Christmas is so fun. Like it's the first, there's baby's first Christmas, all the things. First picture with Santa, all that. But the second Christmas is like, we're more excited for it.
I would say a kid's first Christmas is more for the parents. The parents enjoy that. They want to get the pictures. They want to kind of see them try to open up presents. Depends on how old your kid is, obviously, right? Ours was pretty old because she's born in February. So there's only a couple months there. So she had her old first Christmas. But I think it's more about the parents and it's more about the pictures and that type of stuff. I think once you get to like the Christmas we're going to have now, her second Christmas, then it starts becoming about them a little bit more because then they have more emotions. They kind of know what's going on. It's more of a ooh, off. Just as like the tree. She's like, oh, tree. And she gets so excited and can't wait to go look at lights driving around town. I can't wait to put up our lights. We kind of got an idea. We've been talking about this for a while. We may say it in a later episode when we get closer to Christmas, but we're going to try to be the parents to make Christmas magical. Now, are we going to go way above and beyond? No, we're not. But we're going to make her a believer. I was a believer of Santa Claus, and I mean, I believed in Santa Claus for a while.
Me too.
And so we want that to be the same for her. We want to kind of make it magical. Are we just going to spend boatloads of money and time on it? No, but you can make it magical without that to a certain point as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like I say this at some point in every episode. Like I've read somewhere online where I'm in charge of the magic. Like not me. We are in charge of the magic, the Christmas magic in our household. And we take that very seriously. Like I want Carly to grow up remembering different traditions that we've done and how, holy cow, mom and dad, like when she gets older, mom and dad made it so special for us. And I was so infatuated with all the Christmas things. You know, I want that instilled in her. So yeah, no, we're not going above and beyond crazy, but I think the start of the Christmas magic is this year.
We're going to dip our toes into it because she's not going to understand everything.
No.
She's not going to, you know, there's going to be things she's not going to be able to comprehend quite yet. One thing we are going to try is we're going to try Elf on the Shelf. We're not going to go super crazy with it because she probably to a point isn't really going to care a whole lot about it. She's going to be like, oh, you know, it's just kind of like a little doll. I think somehow working into the next Christmas, not this one, but the next one, I think we'll have to develop a story of, hey, Santa's elf comes and sees you, you know, kind of that your second Christmas comes, sees you. And then now he's going to be here to stay. And, you know, you got to watch him because he can be naughty. And somehow we're going to play that story out a little bit.
I do feel like there's a lot of things online, if you look that up, of ways to explain it to your kids too. And you know, we have a shelf I'm looking at right now. Like that would be a perfect spot for our elf to sit this year because she doesn't quite understand that, you know, writing letters to Santa, she doesn't understand that, but we want to still make it a part of it, you know, partly for us and partly for her. And, you know, we have a little people nativity set and we're teaching her there's the angel, there's Jesus, baby Jesus, you know, Joseph and Mary, the wise men. Like just teaching her, like we said before, those little kids, their brains are sponges and she's soaking up so much. Even if we're like, she doesn't understand, she doesn't know, partly yes, but holy cow. I mean, we've been surprised and shocked countless times by the ability of her.
Yeah, I think this year we'll put him up on a couple shelves. We can put him up by the TV. We can put him on the one that Jordan's looking at. I think we just move him around random days, and then we just point him out and be like, oh, he moved. Oh, he moved. And I think we'll just make a story up of he just kind of watches you. And then next year, you know, he's going to be more involved and he'll have a little naughty streak, or he'll just do things, not necessarily be naughty, but just have some stuff. I think it's going to be really fun.
Now, we don't have a name for our boy Elf. So if you have any good elf names, let us know, because it's a debate at this household.
And I don't know if we necessarily have to name him this year.
Oh, but
maybe
I want
we
to.
Do it next year.
Okay.
Because part of me is like, to a point, do you let her name him?
No.
No? Okay. See, we
because
we
he comes from Santa with a name.
Okay.
So he needs to have a name.
I think we just have Google decide it.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Well, we'll discuss this off the podcast. Yeah. This is one other thing that you're going to be battling is you have different ideas and you both want it to be special, and you work through it. It doesn't matter if all else fails, flip a coin. Whoever wins, wins. It's fair game, and away you go. Now, dad's out there, wait the quarter on one side or the other. So,
oh my God.
You'll win it every time. Okay, enough of Christmas. We'll be talking about that in future episodes. We're going to have a lot more stuff there. Carly took her big first fall. And what I mean by that, this summer we had the knee issue of breaking open a scab and scraping her knee countless times and finally got all that healed up. This was her first big goose egg. So we've got a slide that we keep in the living room. It's just a little three-step little tyke slide. And she loves going down it because she likes slides now. She got comfortable with that kind of at the pumpkin patch. And so she climbs up it and she slides down all by herself without any help. It is nerve wracking. Don't get me wrong. It is really nerve wracking, and she has done a really good job at it. Even out of the gate, you'd watch her, you'd stand beside her and in case she'd fall, and she didn't have any hiccups. Well, we knew she was going to fall sometime. It's bound to happen.
Even this week, I've watched her and like, oh gosh, oh, okay, move your leg, sit down. Like, I could anticipate it almost a little bit. Like, it's going to happen at some point. And it did.
Yeah, it really makes you anxious. And she started that kind of this week really, really good of getting up and going down. And this weekend, she took a tumble. When the grandparents were over, we were getting cleaned up from supper, and you hear this big old bam. And it was a hard knock. Unfortunately, our living room is carpet and our kitchen is linoleum.
Yeah, something. I think it's linoleum.
It's a harder floor. So unfortunately, the slide was close enough to the kitchen floor that she went bam on the kitchen floor instead of the carpet. So it probably hurt a little bit worse. She cried for a while. She really did. It wasn't one of those terrible cries of where they just kind of hold their breath and they don't breathe, and it just, you're like, all right, you can breathe, it's okay. She didn't have that, but it was a cry, and it hurt. It made a heck of a noise.
I was over putting dishes in the dishwasher and I heard it, and your mom had got to her and picked her up, and I came in and I grabbed her, and she put her head on me and she was crying, you know, and I could feel then the goose egg. But it was going out, and you know, your mom's a nurse and she had mentioned this, and I had actually heard this before too, that you want it to go out and not in. If the goose egg thing is going in, there's a problem. So, and it wasn't huge, but you could feel it. And you know, she was obviously hurt and she was holding on to me for a little bit, and like, take a deep breath. And she took some breaths, and then she wanted you, and she actually sat on the couch with you and just laid her head on you for quite a while. Like, it kind of surprised me. And I came and sat down on the couch too. And, you know, sometimes she'll want me or she'll go back and forth, but she was just content laying with you for several minutes.
That was a dad win right there, baby. Mm-hmm. Freaking chalk that one up. That was worth about 3 points right there. That was a good one. But no, she cried it out a little bit. And then you could just tell she was just laying there because it had hurt. eventually she got down and she started playing and she was back to herself within 5 minutes. She was back to herself. The one thing that everybody kind of noticed, she was fairly pale, which she's really light skinned anyway. She's kind of got my skin, I would say, rather than Jordan's skin. So we're going to have to do the sunscreen a little more and all that stuff. But we think that she was pale just because she was scared. We had an incident a few months ago where she had something happen to her. And we think that she was kind of the same way. She was pale. And we think it's just because she was scared. You know, she just gets scared. She's a little pale. She was acting fine. She was playing. She was running around. It's not like she was being like lethargic or anything bad. All the signs were looking good.
She had her balance too. Like she's walking around, talking, has her balance and everything is acting normal. She's just really pale. And it took probably 10 minutes to get that color back, I'd say. She didn't really want you to touch it for a little bit. It was kind of sore. And I was just kind of thinking like, you know, if that was me, like my head's gonna hurt and I'm gonna want some medicine for that. So we didn't give her any right away and we were just kind of watching her and I was like, okay, I'll wait and see like if she's holding it, if we try to touch it and it's tender and she doesn't like that. If she's not feeling herself, we'll get her some medicine before bed. But we didn't end up doing any. She was fine and
probably an hour later she was back on a slide going down it again.
Yeah.
Now needless to say, grandparents were on high alert.
Oh, yeah.
They were on really high alert then after that, which mom and dad just kind of said here because it's like, you know, at least she's not afraid of it now. You know, that's what I was worried about is she'd be really afraid of it. And then we would never go down a slide again for another 2 weeks or something. But no, she was a trooper. She got back up there and all was good. So that was her first big goose egg we've ever had. We haven't really had a really big goose egg. Now, she's hit her head on some stuff here or there, but that was a big one. So we talk about Carly changing all the time. And she is developing stuff every week, every single week. I would say her biggest changes this week is she has gotten a lot more emotional the last 7 days. And what I mean by that is she'll throw some pouty faces out there. She'll throw some sassy faces out there. She'll fake whine now all of a sudden. And so you'll be like, Carly, stay away from that. And she'll give you a little, she'll scrunch up her nose, push her lips out and be like,
Put her eyebrows down.
Yeah, and just give you like a little, So it's actually hilarious. We try to hold all that in, but it is so cute and so funny all the time. And she'll fake cry. Like she'll just randomly, whether she just needs a little hug or she just wants to be around you or something like that. She'll come over and be like, and you're like, that is such a fake cry. And then she'll just lay her little head on you for about 5 seconds and then off she goes and does something different.
Well, and one time coming back from work and we were talking to you on the phone and I was having a conversation with you about something. I can't remember. And she's obviously back there ready to go home or I think she dropped her toy or something like that. And like the fakest one. And, you know, I'm talking to you, so I didn't acknowledge it. And then she goes, mama, I'm like, really? Like you had to say my name to get my attention and then get back to your super fake whining. Like, I'm sorry you dropped your toy. I don't know what to tell you. We're almost home.
So the next thing that she has learned is not the last episode, but the episode before that. It was Chicken Nana. She still loves that song. It's Carly's number one song. But the little sucker has learned how to say, hey, Google. And that is a big thing in our house. That's our provider. That's what we use for some of our home automation. We've got a couple around the house. And that's what we'll say. Well, she's picked up on that. And she says it herself. And she'll be like, hey, G-O-O-G-L-E. Don't want to set everybody's devices off if they're listening. But hey, Chicken Nana, Chicken Nana. Now, luckily, most of the time, there's been a couple times where it's picked up. But she doesn't quite say it plain enough. The whole saying quite plain enough for it to really understand what she's meaning. But she's getting really close at it.
I know, because she'll request that song or whatever, and we'll say it. And I think I was cooking one day, and I hear her saying something, and I'm like, wait a minute. And I listen again, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's looking at it and trying to say it. And I was trying to get it on video because it was so funny. Again, they're sponges and they soak up everything. So she wanted to listen to a song, and she knew what she had to do it. Dinker.
So yeah, here before long, we're probably going to have to mute every mic in the house. Because she will have access to stuff she doesn't necessarily need access to. And then when we finally give in and say, okay, we'll listen to the song, we'll turn the mic back on, and then she'll figure out how to turn the mics on and off. It's just going to be a revolving door of new problems that we have to solve all the time. So the weather is changing. It is getting colder out. And therefore, seems like you have to have the whole wardrobe in the car and in the trucks, because mm-hmm. one day it's cold, one day it's hot. It had been cold for a while. Last week was actually really chilly. This week's going to be a little bit warmer. And so we've had to get Carly's coat out. Apparently, at daycare, they were going to go outside and play one day. It was a nice day. It was mid-70s. It was just a nice, sunshiny day. Well, Carly decided that she needed her coat, and she proceeds to get in an argument with the daycare lady and saying that she needs her coat because they were going outside to play. And she's like, coat on, coat on, coat on. And the daycare lady's like, Carly, it's 76 degrees outside. You don't need your coat. It's not cold outside. But she really thought she needed her coat.
And when I went to get her, she didn't have it on. So she didn't have to have it. But I was just kind of surprised with that, because I feel like a lot of times the kids don't want the coats on. You know, they don't want to have to get, but they don't have to get all the coats zipped on, all the things. And she was just like, I know, like, if I got to go outside, I got to get my coat on. And they typically go outside in the morning when they do need their coats. And so I think that's why she was thinking, oh, we're going outside, I need my coat. And we're like, no, it's 70 some degrees outside, sweetie, you don't need it.
And I think we do a good job at teaching, you know, like, hey, Carly, do you want to go outside? She'll be like, yeah. Okay, got to get your shoes. Mm-hmm. We need you to get your shoes. And so she'll go find her shoes and bring them to you, and you put them on. Kind of the same way with the coat thing. Okay, if it's cold, gotta get your coat and shoes on. And she's really receptive of that. It's not like a meltdown of, oh my gosh. It's like, okay, I gotta get this crap done quick so I can go outside, because that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And she loves to be outside. Trust me.
It's kind of fun now. Like, her outside, she still plays with the things that she normally does, but she just explores in the yard a little bit more. And I think it's kind of fun. And I just follow after her, just to see what she wants to do, instead of just being stuck and not knowing what to do. She just goes off and wanders around and is exploring.
That's all we have for this episode. We're going to have to see what goes on this upcoming week. Kind of excited about it. We'll have to get a little bit more festive. Thanksgiving's coming up too. We will have a Thanksgiving next weekend. One of our families will.
And this week we do have a Parents as Teachers event that we get to go to. So we'll keep you posted on how well that goes.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.